I'm going to start this morning with politics and with Kerry politics, because with me in studio here, I have a Deputy Michael Healy-Ray. It's the first time he's spoken to us since he resigned as Minister for State Department of Agriculture. And over the last few days, you would have heard the news of the confirmation of his replacement, Deputy, well, former Minister himself of State at the Department of Justice, moving the Department of Agriculture, Niall Collins. Michael Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning, Johnny, to you and to all your listeners. Thank you.
How do you feel? How did you feel when the news came through that Niall Collins would now be in the job that you had as Minister for Forestry, effectively?
Well, look, I'm a pragmatist. I've known Niall for many, many years. Personally, I wish him every good luck. But of course, any time you see a ministry go from Kerry and go anywhere else, that's not good. I'll give you an example. If I went to Dublin and if I heard something, we'll say, happened Minister Norma Foley, a person I have great time for. And if I heard that she was gone for some reason or the other, I'd say, oh my God, that's a loss to Kerry. So, of course, I look at it that way. If it would be a loss for her, and when it comes to agriculture, the farmers in Kerry, the contractors, the growers, having a person in the position that I was in, that was helpful to Kerry. We were getting on great, myself and Jackie, my son, in my own sector, in my own department, in forestry, horticulture. The people that are involved, the different sectoral interests, they would all agree. I was getting on great with the senior minister, with the secretary general. I was part of the team that was put together, along with Timmy Dooley and Noel Grealish, both ministers, to negotiate and with all the sectoral interest leaders. So the week of the protest, for example, while other politicians were going to fines and going to different places, standing with protesters, I was really standing with them because I was inside negotiating the package. I found Minister Martin Hayden a great boss. I really liked him, a very good man to deal with. And we hammered out, working with the Secretary General, people from the Department of Finance. We worked out a deal, and our side of it was 105 million of that 505 million, which goes to farmers, to contractors, to people involved in the sector. And of course, it was a very hard week, and it was an upsetting time. But I believe that having a Healy-Ray in that position was good. And of course, that's all lost now.
Are you hurt by it?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. It has been the toughest political chapter in my book. But I'll put it to you this way. I'm knocked down, but I'm not knocked out. And anybody that thinks that, oh, we have the best got of Michael Healy-Ray or of any Healy-Ray now, that's not true. Because I'm a fighter. I will admit to one thing that I won't do during the course of this. When you'll ask me something, I'll tell you exactly what's in my head. And for example, 35 years ago, approximately, myself and Sean Jones, the late Jimmy Breen, a team like that, we took on the road because I wanted to be a politician. I was running for a convention. Maybe 55 years ago, the late Jackie Healy-Ray started out. The one ambition that we always had was to be in a position to help people. That time, 35 years ago, when I went at that, I wanted to be on Kerry County Council to help people locally, do my best. So after 35 years of long days and long nights, and if we added my father's time before that, it was all about trying to get somewhere. I remember when my father, when I got elected to the Dáil first, he ensured that my place in Dublin was an agricultural house, and he used to often say to me, if we'll keep our head down, if we'll keep working, you might go up the stairs a bit, right?
Yeah.
And because where he put me that time was on the third floor of agricultural house, and of course I thought, well, you know, will that ever happen?
Yeah.
And eventually I got up to the fifth floor, thanks to the people of Kerry that had confidence in me and that kept electing me, and I got to the fifth floor. And unfortunately, now I've been dropped down. No, they haven't put me too far away. I'm right on the fourth floor, okay. So I'm not very far away. So for Kerry people that have agricultural problems, I'm still there. And I have built up great friendship. Am I blamed in government for this? I'm not. Absolutely not. The friendships, the relationships, the contacts, the civil servants. And I just want to say on a personal note to the people that I worked with, my own staff, the people that worked there, they were excellent. To the director of forestry, the people in horticulture, farm safety. And I took all those jobs very, very seriously. To be honest with you, we were really relishing the role, and my son Jackie really proved himself to be extremely dedicated and committed to that job, and we were getting on good at it.
Yeah. So and why did you give it up?
Well, Jerry, you see, I didn't give it up. Mm. I gave nothing up. I didn't walk away from anything.
You resigned, though?
No, I'll answer that for you. My late father always kept his word, even when it was not easy to do so. I wanted to keep my word. I was honour bound to do so. But unfortunately, the way I'll put it to you is, even on the Sunday evening, I did a thing for the public to let them know what I was going to be doing.
This is a social media video you did on Facebook.
And what I said was, I was going to be voting confidence in myself and in the government. Because what is the alternative? When people today, and there's people listening to this now, and they could be sour with the government and they could be give out about the government. The people in opposition want to be in government. I was there. I was there to represent people, the contractors, the people that I adore, the people that I work with. And rather than being shouty on the opposition about this is wrong and that is wrong, the government is wrong, I was in a place where I could help them. The budget, I had got increased budgets for the departments that I was in charge of, and I really had an excellent boss in Martin Hayden. Mm. And he is an excellent Minister for Agriculture. And we were working very well together. And remember when I canvassed in the last election, one of the things that I was asked over and over again on the doors was, if an opportunity comes, will you take it? To be honest, Jerry, pointing my finger at you, I'm 99% sure that you said to me during that campaign, now, Michael, if we'll get a chance, will you take
it?
I'd swear who said that to me.
Yeah.
And I swear the answer I gave was, oh, yes, Jerry, if the situation is right, I will. And look at what was achieved in that very short length of time. The Killarney Bypass, the Kerry Economic Corridor, was dead in the water. That is now a live project thanks to going into government. There are so many other things like Blackwater, blowing Caris IV in, health projects, money for the hospital here, enhanced services. If we only take Kinmare Fire Station, right? These were things we were looking for 25 years. And if I'm ever wrong or if I'm ever right, I'll always admit if I'm wrong. Mm. When I hear people before saying, well, if you want to do a lot, the best place to be is in government. You might have problems with the government. You might have issues. There might be people that had said you're awful for supporting them. But if you want to deliver, and to me, it is all about delivery. And Jackie Healy-Ray really understands this because he was there. He was by my side for every hour of it. And we really delivered a lot in the length of time we were there. But unfortunately, it started here. A fire was lit here on the Monday, which I wasn't aware of. And that fire started with yourself, Jerry, right? No fault to you or to this radio station. But that fire started. And that then was something that I tried very, very diligently. I think on that Monday night, I landed in Dublin around 4 o'clock in the morning. And I had been trying everything in the world. And I tried vehemently to try and put things right. But a fire was started. I couldn't stop it.
You couldn't put it out?
Correct.
Okay.
And you sort of know that.
Okay. This is a clip. I think this is what you're talking about. This is an interview that was done by Deputy Danny Healy-Ray on this programme on the Monday before the motion of no confidence, which was tabled by Sinn Féin, which you didn't vote with the government and you left your position as minister as a result. Here's a little bit of what Danny Healy-Ray was calling for. He called for the leadership of both parties to be replaced.
Especially me all, Matt. And people are outraged with him. And his, I mean, even when the talks were going on...
Are you outraged with him?
I am outraged with him. I'm outraged with him. And I make no bones about it. Because I knew it was going to come to this on the 24th of March. Everything that Niles O'Connor said there on the today, I said that. And that's 3 weeks ago, nearly 4 weeks ago now. And I told them that's what was going to happen. To throw two sins up, three sins to bring these people. That was an insult. That was an insult.
Answer me this, though. You sound like you're going to break with this agreement that you have to support the government and that you're not going to vote with them in the motion of confidence. Is that right? Would I be right in saying that?
Well, do you know what I want right this minute? I certainly want some change at the top. And I'm asking the Fianna Fáil backbenchers and the Fine Gael backbenchers because I know they're hurting every bit as much as me. And they're being told they know what's happening in the world. It's time for them to set their leaders and to appoint someone new because...
You want Martin gone, you want Simon Harris gone.
Exactly. There's no two ways. And I certainly don't see that Sinn Féin have anything to offer. But I feel with a different change at the top that we could achieve a lot more.
That was Danny Healy speaking to me on the programme on the Monday. You were saying that lit a fire. Was that the end of you as Minister for Agriculture? Or did you try to stay in?
When those words were issued, that's what cost Kerry a ministry in agriculture. That is an absolute fact. And it is very disappointing. Like I say, if we added all the years and all the work together, that is, because it's not the place of an independent to go telling a parliamentary party what they're supposed to do. You can fight and you can argue and you can have your own opinion. But when you belong to a parliamentary party, they are the people that decide who their leaders are. And for an independent, but in particularly an independent who had supported, who shook hands with and agreed on a programme for government. And if you'll ask me a question, were the government and are the government being honourable to that deal? Yes, they were. Because if you take, for instance, and I'm not going to go listing off stuff to you, but I mean, if you look at the planning exemptions for modular homes, if you look at the short-term letting, you know the involvement that I had, for example, with the Mercosur agreement and ensuring that the programme for government was held with there, whether it was the nitrates derogation, the work that I did in this. And if you look at the development of the government sectoral plans that was influenced by the independence in government, I mean, the commitments that are there, whether it is the carers, right, whether it is our energy security, I was using every bit of influence I could exert from the role that I was in. Because remember, you were part of a team. But for a person that had agreed to all of that,
yeah,
to just come on your radio station. And like, you must remember what the late Jackie Healy-Rae went through when he was supporting governments. And I'll remind you, he went and attended meetings where he voted to cut nurses' pay, teachers' pay, money for sectoral interests, for it could have been people with disabilities. But he did so because he had given his word. And all that needed to have happened was to have kept a cool head, to steady the ship, to think of Team Healy-Rae, to think of all the commitment, all the hours, all the days, all the years, all the canvassing, the support that we had from people. And I want to talk about that support, because a Healy-Rae is nothing without the support of the people. And to think that we were in a position, and by just saying those words, that these leaders should go. Number one, it's not a place for an independent. You can have your opinion.
You can have your views inside, yes, but you hold the line when you're supporting a government,
exactly,
to deliver for Kerry.
And this was
Does this mean what you're saying right now, that Team Healy-Rae is over?
No, absolutely not. Because I'll word it to you this way. If you want to talk, that's a very fair question to ask, by the way, and you have to ask it. But a lot of soul searching will have to be done by Team Healy-Rae. I will have to ensure that I have people around me all the time that I can rely on, and that I can rely on.
Can you rely on Danny?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. When there's pressure on in the future, you have to be sure that, to me, the only thing, the biggest thing I have in this world is my word.
Yeah.
And I have no denying in the world that I, 2 years ago or whatever it was, I gave my word. I said yes. And I was very adamant, will you keep your word? And I'm telling you here again straight, the biggest thing of all, the biggest capital project ever to come to Kerry is the Killarney bypass. And that would not be, you know what it got the year before, it got zero. The year before it got 100,000. And all of a sudden now it's there, it can't be taken away from us. And there is an awful lot of things that will be achieved over the lifetime of this government that are locked in place. There are things I'm worried about. Because remember, you do realise that, we'll say nationally, there's a gap of something like 700 million euros. I'm worried now about Kerry, that will we be adversely affected, you know, when cuts will...
Yeah, and you won't be there because your word was undermined by your brother, who pulled from the deal, effectively, and called for leadership to changed.
Well,
was that what... Are you upset by that? Is that what happened?
But sure, of course I'm upset. And if you think that I'm going to tell you this morning, oh, Jerry, I'm perfect. Like, and I thank you, by the way, and I thank the management of this radio station for allowing me a bit of time, because I've no denying in the world, if you asked me to come on the radio with you a month ago, I couldn't or I wouldn't.
You weren't
because
able.
I wasn't able. And I've no denying of that. And as we're talking about that, I want to remind people, no matter who you are or no matter what way you think your head is, you might think that we're tough enough to take anything. Well, I've been through all different types of things in my life, but this did knock me for six. I've no denying of that. Mm. And I tell people that if we're upset or if there's things bother you, I tell people today, this is nothing to do with politics, but if there's things worrying you, talk to people, because it can be very upsetting and it can add load, you know. And but you're asking me about the future. I'll just be careful that in future arrangements, for instance, if my support was wanted by government in the future, do they know that they can trust and rely on me? The private conversations that I've had from all, I'm not going to go into who they are, yeah, but the people that are there, they know that I did nothing wrong in this instance. I genuinely didn't. I was supporting the farmers. I was supporting the contractors. But I was supporting them where it mattered. Not being above in fines, because I couldn't be above there. But I was at the meeting representing the views and the needs and the requirements.
Okay, Michael, I'm going to hold you there. We're going to talk a bit more about this. If you have a view on this situation, get in touch with us. You're listening to Kerry Today. We're talking to former Minister, now Deputy, Michael Healy-Ray, about his decision to leave government and resign his position as Minister of Agriculture. We'll have more after we take these. Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us. We're talking to Deputy Michael Healy-Ray about his departure from coalition government. Michael, you were talking there about, you know, being inside the room, the influence you wielded, and obviously the fire that was lit, you say, in this programme by the words of Danny Healy-Ray calling for backbenchers in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to get rid of Micheál Martin and Simon Harris. That was the Monday. The emotional conference was on the Tuesday. Were you sacked as a result of that? Were you sacked by the government, in effect?
Well, I suppose, first of all, you could say I was sacked on Radio Kerry, because that started it. And all I wanted to do at all times was think about County Kerry. I was thinking about all the years that the Healy-Rays had given to get into some position where we could do something. We were finally in that position. All that needed to be done was to have political backbone and to stay on the course and fight from within government to do the best to deliver, because it's all about delivery.
Yeah.
You can shout, you can roar. And again, I'll repeat one thing I said earlier on. Where do people in opposition want to be? They want to be in government. And the Healy-Rays were finally in government and in a department that I've no denying of. I loved it. I loved agriculture, the sector that I had for myself. And Martin Hayden at all times was my senior boss. But I had a brilliant team around me. I changed the definition of what a farmer was and all of these different practical things that just meant an awful lot. And we were working very well together as a team, along with Noel Grealish and Timmy Dooley. He came down to Kerry. He met the fishermen. I mean, I got him to come down and one day he met 12 different groups.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was the type of delivery, listening to people. And I said this government would be of common sense. And of course, I'm not trying to say that this government is perfect, but no government is. Mm. And when you talk then about, and when people say, oh, we need change, where is the change? Could you please tell me? You'd have to bring Ritchie by Barrett. You'd have to bring Labour, the Sock Dims. You'd have to bring Sinn Féin, every one of them together to form a government tomorrow morning. So in calling for the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste to go, it just did not make sense. And again, it started something that I couldn't stop.
Yeah. Let me put it bluntly to you. Was it a two-for-one deal?
Well,
was it a situation, and did you try and stay, notwithstanding the fact that Danny was going to go, that he was unhappy what happened on the fuel protest, he was unhappy that not enough was done for people of green diesel, that's why he was angry and outraged at Micheál Martin, he said. So, but he was going out, could you have stayed in, or were you told, were you sacked, in effect, I know you resigned, you said I have to support, but was it a two-for-one deal, that either you deliver two votes or you're not a minister for state anymore?
But you see, it wasn't just about the ministry, because believe it or not, you keep talking about the ministry. Yes, that was very important.
Yeah.
But even in supporting government, that gave us the deal for Kerry, because it's not about jobs for Healy-Rays, it's about jobs that can deliver more jobs, right? And yeah, sure, of course, when you say two for one, like 2 years ago, it was myself and Denny and the three younger Healy Rays. We were inside in the room and predominantly an awful lot of the time, it was just myself and Jackie and Denny were there. And of course, the agreement was that when there would be no confidence motions, when there'd be more, you know, important votes, that there'd be two Healy Rays.
Yeah.
And this was the first political test, the hard test. And what happened? There was an interview with you that upset
Danny,
the whole thing.
Danny started the fire, as you said on Radio Kerry, and that's the reason you had to resign. But did you try and stay?
And if you ask it to me another way, like, we were on a ship. Did I jump overboard? I didn't jump over any board. I was pulled overboard.
You were pulled overboard by Danny.
I was pulled overboard.
So it was two
by
for
a
one.
Situation. Oh, but I never said it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was always the situation that the Healy Rays agreed the two of us gave our word to two other men. And that was the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste. And then one of the people that gave their word was saying, oh, them two people should be gone. And again, I'll remind you, and I won't say it anymore, the leadership of any party is a matter for the parliamentary party.
So was Danny reckless in what he said? It's one thing to say if he came on Radio Kerry that morning and said, I'm out of this deal, I'm not voting conference in the government because I'm very unhappy with how they've handled this whole fuel situation, which he's entitled to do as a TD. So he said, if he had said that, rather than, I want Micheál Martin gone and I want Simon Harris gone, new leadership in those parties, that the parliamentary party needs to rise up, the backbenchers. Was he reckless in what he said?
In politics, words mean an awful lot. And when you're talking politically, you have to always think about what you're saying.
Mm.
You have to think about the ramifications of what it's going to mean. And when you're in the situation where you're delivering for the county, you can be in opposition for 100 years, but you mightn't be able to deliver much. You can raise this, and when the person says to you about the carer's allowance, for instance, about it being means tested, we worked very diligently to ensure that's in the programme for government. The programme for government, there's an awful lot of good stuff in that for County Kerry. If you look at the tourism people here in Killarney, when we were faced with the scenario of whether it was going to be 10,000 was the figure of 20,000, the people in the tourism sector, they know exactly what I did with regard to that. You're in a position of being able to do that. And when you're taken out of that position, well, then that's not good.
Yeah.
So it don't mind the ministry or anything like that. You have to talk about, was Kerry served well over this whole debacle, or was Kerry served badly? Kerry was served badly. And all you need to do is today. Yes, and you know that I'm very strict about this. I'm very glad that Norma Foley is where she is. And you know I am. The same as I was when John O'Donoghue was where he was and Jimmy Deanahan was where he was. Having representation at all levels is very, very important. And being able to do things and being able to deliver if you're doing the right things.
Yeah.
But one thing that happened as well, you had politicians coming out on the Monday talking about the deal and about how the deal was no good. And to be honest with you, Jerry, they didn't have the detail of it. They didn't, like, I had been working on it. On the Saturday beforehand, for instance, myself and Jackie had been at 8 different meetings with all the different, be it marine, contractors, farmers, whether it was the hill sheepmen. We were listening to them, we were working with them, and we were inside in the room with the officials from the Department of Finance, the people that were literally providing the money. And we were fighting for and on behalf of all of those people. So words matter an awful lot. And like I say, you're talking about the future. What am I going to do in the future?
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly.
Before we get to that, and maybe it's related to it. Are you talking to Deputy Danny Healy-Ray? Are you still cooperating politically, or has his pulling you overboard, as you call it, and casting that influence within government severed your political cooperation?
Well, I'll answer that question in this way. I read things about blazing rows and things like this. That's not true. We don't do blazing rows. I'm not an everybody that knows me personally knows that I'm not an argumentative person. If I can avoid a row, I'll go 100 miles away from it, because I'll fight politically, but personal rows or nastiness or anything like that, I don't do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying to you, I'm personally very upset. Not personally on my behalf,
but on behalf of the people of Kerry.
Today, we had a minister in the Department of Agriculture from County Kerry. Today, he's from Limerick. And I wish the man in Limerick, Niall, very good man, I wish him every good luck. But nobody will tell me that's a good thing for County Kerry.
So as a result of that, what you're talking about being trusted now in the future and doing a deal perhaps maybe to get in again if you're lucky enough to get elected again and do coalitions.
Yes.
But the question I'm asking you, based on what you're saying, you're upset Danny cost you the position in government. Are you continuing to work with him, or are you severing ties with him as a political organisation because of what happened? Because you can't trust him based on what's happened in terms of his position.
The answer I'll give you to that is I'd always wish every Healy Ray that ever go on a ballot paper, I'll wish them every bit of good luck. I will just have to be careful and prudent that when you do a deal with somebody and when you do an agreement, you have to be able to rely on that person. They have to have backbone. They have to have the political, determination. And of course, the most important thing is that when I go before the people the next time for an election, that will people trust me?
Mm.
And will they rely on me? I've proven that I can work in a department. I've proven that I'm capable of being able to deliver a lot more than we ever could have in the past.
Yeah.
But to get into those positions, the first thing you have to do is be elected by the people who I adore and who I trust, and I hope they'll trust me. And Team Healy Rays, as we'll call it, and you know I've given my lifetime to it, right? Trying to build it up and trying to make it as strong on the ground as I possibly could. And all I would hope is that there'll be a lot of soul searching. People will have to look at what they've done and what they haven't done. But I'm not afraid of responsibility, and I want to make that very clear. And in the exact same way as my father did in the past, I'm not afraid of tough decisions. I'm not afraid. I was with my father across the road here one day when we were after Dewey Clinic. And it was at a time when things were tough in government. And we came outside the door, and I suppose there was hundreds of farmers there. And we knew every one of them. And they were cross and they were angry with my father over things that government was doing. And I remember him saying to me, well, look, where I am anyway, I'm able to do something to help them. They mightn't thank me for it today, but they'll thank me for it in the future.
Yeah.
So when the people of Kerry will look back on this episode, all they'll know is that we were given an opportunity, first of all by the people who elected us, then with the height of engineering, and yes, government wanted our support, we went into a room, shook hands, and we were delivering to County Kerry. I am going to ensure that the programme for government will be delivered, and every way I can support that, I will.
You will do it. Okay.
And I want to ensure that things like the Killarney
bypass
will get
over the line. We're going to talk about that and other things. I'm going to take another quick break. We'll have another couple of minutes with Deputy Michael Healy-Ray on this situation, his political future, after we take these. And we're talking with Deputy Michael Healy-Ray about his political future this morning on Kerry Today. And Michael, can I ask you, just when it comes to your relationship with your brother, Deputy Danny Healy-Ray, and in the wider context of the five elected Healy-Rays, yourself and Jackie, then on the other side it's Danny, Maura and Johnny as the two councillors and him as a deputy. Will you be cooperating in future times on elections? You have a very famous map dividing up Kerry for the purposes of the last two general elections that worked very well. Is your lack of trust in him now, or your disappointment, or your upset about what has happened, meant that that's off the table now? You're your own political entities.
Well,
can I put it that way?
The way I'll word my answer to that question is this way. We've learned one thing over the last couple of months. Before, they would say a day or a week was a long time in politics. As far as I can see now, 2 minutes on a radio station is a long time in politics.
Yeah.
Because words matter. All we would ever be trying to do in the future is trying to ensure that we would give the best service in whatever way we could. We had got to the position where we were giving a better service than we ever could have before if there was 100 of us there.
Yeah.
We couldn't have been giving a better service throughout. And again, it's all about Kerry for a beginning. But throughout the country, it was widely acknowledged in my own sector, in the department that I had. I was doing better than anyone had ever done there before. And that's not boasting, but sure, I have to tell the facts because everybody else is saying it. So I'm only repeating what the people, whether it was the sawmills, whether it was the wood shipmen, whether it was the farmers themselves, they were all very happy.
But losing all of that, Michael, has that meant that now the relationship has changed between you and your brother and the cooperation you had at a local level here in Kerry? Is that now over? Because you're saying some strong things about him this morning.
No, but I'm not saying anything strong. All I'm saying is the facts.
Yeah,
because
as you see them.
One thing I can't do is, I cannot come on your radio station and go before the people and not say anything unless it's truthful. Yeah. And you know that everything I've said to you today, because it's all there.
Is the political cooperation over between yourself and Danny?
No,
between Jackie and Maura and Johnny?
No, nobody can ever go saying what the future is going to bring.
Because it sounds like it is.
No, I wouldn't go saying anything like that. What I would say is, reliability to me is everything.
And he's not reliable.
And being able to trust people is very, very important.
And you can't trust him now.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the facts are what happened. What happened, happened. Mm. What will happen in the future?
But what I'm trying to find out is what's the consequence of that within the Healy Rays? Your disappointment, your level of upset, the loss for Kerry, the fact that you were pulled overboard and that you felt he shouldn't have said what he did and did what he did. It forced you into the position of resigning and leaving government and losing all that influence for the county. So is there a consequence within your organisation for that?
Well, if you just think about it, and if you think about it intelligently, that interview, what did it achieve? What did it help? What good did it do to anybody? Did it help the farmers? Did it help the contractors? Did it help anybody? It didn't. But what it did do was, the very people that it might have been supposed to help, it hurt them. Because quite simply, they don't have a minister in Kerry anymore to fight on their behalf in that way.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking from other people or other representatives. But all we have to do now is start again and try and regroup. Like I said to you, the word I'd use is soul searching and just trying to get on. And again, our bosses are the electorate. My bosses are the electorate. Mm. There'll be local elections in a number of years' time. There'll be a general election. And people will have to make up their own minds what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I do hope that this won't damage us with the electorate, that the electorate will see what happened.
Do you concede it might damage it with the electorate?
Oh, it very well, but it very well could. Because, do you know, whether people agree with you or not, they like to think that you're reliable.
Yeah.
And they like to think that when you say something, you'll do it. Because going back to the late Jackie Healy-Ray, he would have had people that mightn't have been happy with him for supporting government, but they knew he wasn't wishy-washy. If you don't stand for something in politics, you'll fall for everything. And if you, because every day there'll be issues. I knew well when we went into government. I knew well there was going to be tough decisions. There was going to be hard times. There was going to be things that were going to come
up. You said several times, no matter what.
Yes.
No matter what.
Yes.
I will stay the course. We will stay the course.
Yes. Well, yes.
Danny brought that to an end. No, you're not saying it this morning. You're not saying you're cutting ties with him. But to me, it sounds like it's over.
Nobody can assume or presume anything. But all I will say to you is that I do want to make it quite clear. And the people that I gave my word to, they know that I was put in an impossible situation. And it was the exact same as being thrown into the Atlantic Ocean and you had no boat, you had no life raft, you had nothing to keep you up, and it was a case of sink. And that, like I say, it's not about me, it's about the people that I was helping.
I understand that and where your upset lies in relation to that.
It's about delivery to Kerry.
But is it possible you could have voted with the government and forced Micheál Martin to sack you? Or were you told, it's over?
The answer I'll give to you to that, because I don't want to wrong anybody that's not here to talk, right? Government was put in an impossible situation. And
is it your view so that they couldn't really accept you voting with them and Danny voting against them. That was the understanding. Perhaps.
You're in politics a long time yourself, in that you're presenting and yeah. been involved in it an awful long time. Having a situation where two brothers support the government and then one would say, well, I'm not with you.
Like, not tenable.
Well, be fair about it.
Yeah.
And think about it. Think of the logic of that.
Yeah.
It was a team effort to support the government for the good of County Kerry. And the issue that was there, and again, I'm going back to the knowledge that people had about the support package. That was the first or second biggest package in Europe yeah. of support. So the government were doing a lot more maybe than people actually thought, whether it was for the marine, the contractors or the farmers. So it wasn't as though, and the public as well, because today the price is reduced. But I mean, and again, on the bigger picture, if anybody in Ireland thinks that this government is going to be able to cushion the country from the effects of a war thousands and thousands of miles away and the Strait of Hormuz closed and thinking that, oh, we're not going to feel hurt. Of course we are. Yeah. But it was about doing your best. But it was definitely what I would call an overreaction. And I think in 20 years' time or in 50 years' time,
that'll be how it'll be viewed.
Looking back,
was he not entitled to do what he did?
100%.
What would you say to some of his supporters who would have been putting pressure on him, saying, we are not happy, this is not yes. being dealt with, we will go out of business, you have to pull the plug, they don't understand, they're gone arrogant, they're out of touch?
Yes, I'll 100% defend the right of a person to come on and break a deal if they want to, if that's what they wanted to do. But number one, I would have liked to know about it. I would have liked to know that interview was going on. I would have liked to know what was going to be said. That's number one. Number two, what you've just said, that people were saying, oh, this government isn't listening, this government. The answer I'll give you to that is, will you please show me the alternative government? There's not going to be an election for another nearly 4 years,
yeah.
right? Or 3.5 years,
yeah.
right? So where is this magic government going to come from that will be led by Sinn Féin? We have the Social Democrats, and I don't want to be personal, but I will be factual, who were anti-farming because they were anti the nitrates derogation, which I and Martin Hayden and others were fighting diligently for and which we secured. All right? But so are they the alternative government? Just think about it.
Mm.
So when people say, oh, this government aren't listening, who do they want to listen to? People, like I say, that are in opposition, that'll just, they have this magic money tree where they say the money will come out of nowhere. Do you know, we'll do this, we'll do that. And sure, every year they bring out an imaginary budget for the last 15 years, and it's made up of magic money where they'll pay yeah. everybody everything. Like, taxpayers have to work to make money and then distribute it in the fairest, evenest way we can. When it comes to the carers, I was very diligent in ensuring that in the programme for government, the means testing for that is going to be done away with. There's all these good things that are to come.
Yeah.
So
and that's
whoever
all
is,
gone now.
But whoever is in government, there's going to be unpopular
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to realise.
Let me ask you this. The next election, whether it's the local or whether it's the national election, there's some discussion perhaps maybe with population increases and all of that, not guaranteed, that Kerry might go back to one constituency with 6 TDs. Or if it even stays as two constituencies, will that level of cooperation be gone? Will Jackie Healy-Rae run in that election? Will you run in the same constituency if it is split, if it is back into one as your brother and compete in the same areas for votes, that the cooperation is over from that point of view?
You're just after saying it yourself. Nobody knows what yeah. way the studies...
But I'm
the
trying to understand where things
right.
stand.
Well,
that's when the rubber hits the road.
Well, what we're trying to do there then is look into the future and... I know for a fact I can't look into the future, because if I could, I would have seen this bus coming and I would avoid getting knocked over by it, because I'd have done something different. I'd have, if I could see into the future,
okay.
but I can't.
Are you communicating with Danny Healy-Rae? He didn't communicate with you. He didn't tell you about that interview and what he was going to say
no.
and light that fire. Are you in communication with him now, or is that all over?
Yeah, no.
Of
course we'd be in communication, but the way I'll word it...
Does he know you're here this morning?
I'll answer that this way. I didn't know he was going to be here the morning of the Monday before the vote, because I would have liked to have had. Because I would have liked to
that
have
suggests
maybe,
no communication.
Maybe that I could have had a bit of... No, I didn't know about that.
And he didn't know about
day.
This morning either.
And
so that suggests no communication between you.
No, there
no
is
cooperation.
There is communication, but all I can tell you is what happened has happened. Team Healy Ray has been damaged by this. Of course it has. Electorally, the people will have to look at it, but I would hope that they will look at it and say, yes, this was
a bad day, a
cock-up.
Yeah.
But I suppose every crowd that are in politics, and if we go back to, say, 1970, that's 56 years ago.
Yeah.
Out of all that time, things will go right, things will go wrong, but if somebody is doing something on the Healy Rays, this was definitely the most upsetting time of all, because while we've never lost a seat, we did lose influence in this situation, and that's not good for Kerry.
Okay. All right, Michael Healy-Way, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us and explain it from your point of view. That's Deputy Michael Healy-Way there, Foreign Minister for State, Department of Agriculture, explaining the whys and what for's of what happened. If you have a view, get in touch.